Good morning, Drift Run Church.
Good morning.
Are you thankful this morning for the precious blood of Jesus Christ? Are you thankful for His promises that lie in His Word that we have opened here before us? Are you thankful for that today? Truly, truly, truly thankful for what it says. Because His promises will be fulfilled. His story will ever be told. His Word will continue forever. You agree with that to this morning? Do you trust in that? Do you put your hope in that? This is a sermon topic today. I know last Sunday night talked about that scripture in Psalm 118, verse 24. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we talked about what God had done for each and every one of us. I asked you all to think in your minds, and then we went through the whole book of Psalm 118, and it talked so much about, the writer talked so much about what God had done. So again, I'm going right back to the word today. Let's think about today. Now, again, today is a day that He has created and He has given each and every one of us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. It will be the only verse I'll read to start out, but we've got several other scriptures to touch on today. First, Genesis chapter 1, verse number 5. And those who can, if you all would, will stand in honor of God's Word here this morning. And if you're not able to, that is fine. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. I'm going to read that again. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank You again for Your Word. We thank You again for the opportunity to gather together in Your name amongst friends and neighbors and loved ones. Lord, we ask You just bless and move upon this service here this morning. We thank You for Your presence of Your Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord, for the peacefulness that we have here this morning. I give glory and honor to You, and I thank You for all things. In these favors we ask in Christ's name, and God's people said, amen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. And God called the light day, and darkness He called night, and the evening of the morning were the first day. The emphasis that I gathered from that verse right there is He created the very first day, just as He created today, and He'll create tomorrow, and He'll create on and on. So we're going to talk about the value of today, and what are you going to do with what God has given you today? Now, you ever think about that in such a sense that it is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But like it's not a cake you baked. It's something you take. And it's something that you can do something with. And it is a gift from God. And as we're thinking about those days, I know we got a baby that was born to Jeremiah and Maddie there that's a little premature, having some issues, but coming along fine. But we also had the opportunity to have a new granddaughter 2 weeks ago, and we was visiting with them last night, and sitting there and holding her like this, you know, it's just overwhelming, the peace, the perfection, the awe of a God. In that reflection from that child, her skin was so perfect. Her features were so defined. Her countenance is beyond a word that a man like me can even think of. And it is a gift from God. Jamie, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with today? What God gave you today. It is a precious gift from the Creator of all things and all people. We've talked a lot. I told Debbie right away this morning when the service started, I opened up and I pointed at the word today, and I don't know how many times we had heard that discussed right out the gate today about the sermon topic. So I'm going to go on and talk about what the value of the today is and what are you going to do with it. I'm going to be right now in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 9 through 13. Now, again, as we go through this, focus on the word today, focus on the fact of today, and focus on what's ahead of you today and what God has already done for you today. 1 Corinthians 3, 9 through 15. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Do you comprehend that? He's telling you who you are. Ye are of God's building. He's talking to the Christian church at Corinth. In verse 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me, that's Paul, as a wise master builder, that's because of his preaching of the gospel, I have laid the foundation. And what is that foundation? The foundation is of Jesus Christ. He's laid the foundation of the gospel, that what saves you from your sin. And another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Emphasis on that verse. What are you going to do with today? What are you going to do with it? Now, if you're a Christian here today, you have a responsibility today of what are you going to do with the gift God gave you today. Verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Christ. Now, we preach that here, and that if we ever stop preaching Jesus Christ is the foundation, go find another church. Because Jesus is the foundation. It's got to be the foundation of your salvation. It's got to be the foundation of this church's doctrine. It's the one and only key that cannot be debated in any shape nor form is the foundation of Jesus Christ. Now that's rock solid foundation. Okay? So that's what he's talking about now. He's talking about your foundation, what you have. He said, now, if any build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble. Now think about those. We've heard about those. Precious stones and then basic material. And we're going to see what has been tried. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day. Key word, for the day is coming. Shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And the emphasis I'm putting on right now, what you do with today will be tried by fire. Are you building, are you concentrating on the jewels, the precious metals of the salvation of Jesus Christ, or are you building on your own? You've heard about the guy that built his house upon the sand. What is it? And the rain came down and the floods came up and washed it all away. That's the value of today. That's how important it is. I just want to say it. That's how important it is to come to church, to be in church, to participate in church, to learn the Word of God. And I remember, I'd be right up front. I chased motorcycles and everything else on Sundays, played softball till whatever, till the cows come home. And what's that got me? Nothing. Broken bones, what Debbie says. Yeah. And it's nothing. All that I forsook church and my service to God, that I forsook it for, is hay, wood, hay, and stubble. And it's burnt. It's gone. It couldn't stand up to the fire. But the value of today is our service to the Lord. It's valuable. Don't you think it's valuable? Since it's a gift from God. Since He created the first day and every day there since, and every day from here till eternity comes, when days will be measured no more. That's a big one to juggle the mind a bit, I think. The Lord's been leading me in a lot of just meditating on things. I had my eyes worked on a while back, and to sit there and watch videos about all the parts of an eye, it's like, really? They think this happened by an accident. I just got a tooth pulled, and then she showed me that tooth, and then they show all this, and it's like, really? They think that happened by accident. It makes you think of the babies when they have them little teeth. Well, what happened that says, hey, I better push them out and grow bigger ones? That ain't no accident. That's God's creation. That's a gift from God, just as today is a gift from God to you and me. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Proverbs 27:1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. How many of us have been there, got our plans laid out for tomorrow, and we forget about today, and it all changes? It's twinkling of an eye. What are you going to do with today? It is a gift from God Himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. We then, as workers together with Him, that's us, brothers and sisters, as workers together with Him, what are we going to do with that gift that He give us today? Are we going to share that gift? Are we going to build upon that gift? Are we going to encourage others with that gift that He has given us? He says, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Meaning, don't you have it and don't do nothing with it. For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now, I'm talking to anybody that maybe is not saved yet here today, that I'm encouraging you right now. The Lord made this day for you. The Lord is presenting the gospel to you here this morning, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, that He lived a perfect life, tempted in sin in every way that we were, and yet He lived a perfect, sinless life, and He was took to that cross. He was the Lamb that take away the sin of the world. He did the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice that God required for forgiveness of sin. And Jesus Christ went to that cross, and He hung on that cross, and He shed that perfect blood that you could have the opportunity today, right here and right now, to be saved. He is ascended. He rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, is sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me right now this morning. What are you going to do with the gift that He has just extended to anyone here that may not be saved, anyone here that maybe is backslidden, wherever it might be, that you might recommit your life to the Holy, Holy One? The only gift of salvation that is available is through Jesus Christ today. The gift of today. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Do you believe that here this morning? I'm sure it's pretty unanimous. Maybe if you're not a Christian, maybe you believe that here this day. Well, what are you going to do with that information? If God built everything, then I need Him in my life. I need salvation in my life. What am I going to do with this gift of today that God has given me? Am I going to seek Him today? Am I going to turn my life over to Him today? Am I going to receive what He has given me, what He has done for me? Am I going to receive that today? That's up to you. In Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13 says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Listen up, non-Christian, if you're not a Christian here, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Who is the living God? He is the one that created this day. He is the one that gives you the opportunity of salvation. He's the one that loves you beyond your abilities to comprehend. He's the one that went to the full extent of giving His only begotten Son to die on that cross, to shed His blood, to suffer the beatings, the torment, the rejection. And He shed that perfect blood for you. What are you going to do with that today? And verse 13 says, "But exhort one another." Exhort one another. That's to encourage one another. Maybe if you're not saved here today, I encourage you to ask Jesus into your heart. I encourage you to receive the gift of today that God has laid out before you right now. That's between you and God. You don't have to get saved to satisfy me or anybody in Drift Run Church. It is between you and God. It is a personal relationship between you and God. When you realize that you can't make it on your own, when you understand that you can never, ever, 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 and I can go on and on forever and ever and ever, be good enough. Never, ever. Jesus was. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. It's by putting your trust in the finished works of Christ that results in salvation. "But exhort one another daily." What's that mean? What are we to do tomorrow? Because it'll be another day God has created. We're to exhort one another every day as we go on. Because it is a day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Are you thankful for today? For what He's done today? "While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Now, non-Christian, if maybe there's a non-Christian here this morning and there's reasons going through your head why I don't want to do that, I'll do this tomorrow. We already talked about there is no promise of tomorrow. Your opportunity is today, is right now. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you've never been born again, if you've never ask Jesus into your heart. It's that easy. It's that simple, folks. It's not a ritual. You got to come up here and do backflips and satisfy everybody else. It's between you and the Lord. It is a heart thing. It is a very, very deep, intense, mutual thing between you and the Lord. I can't think of the word I'm trying to get to come out. It's just running around in there like I was when I was 20 years old, chasing my tail. But it's about the gift of today. What are you going to do with the opportunity today? Luke 23:43. You'll recognize this one. Luke 23:43. I'm just going to back up. And one of the malefactors, this is when Jesus was on the cross and he was hanging between two thieves. The malefactors, that's who they are, who deservingly way up there. Jesus was up there undeservingly. But anyway, it says, one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save yourself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Now, right now, if anybody here this morning is not a Christian, don't you fear God? Don't you have reverence for God? Don't you realize He created everything? Don't you realize He created this day? Don't you realize that He is our only hope? He says, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condition? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. They were guilty of something. They were going to be hung. That's where we would be on either side. We would be on that side because of our guilt, or we would be on this side because of our guilt. The one on this side, whichever side, because of his guilt, he was railing on Jesus. Said, "Oh, you say, get down and save us and do this and do that." He was mocking him in a sense. But this one here was humbly saying, "I'm guilty, but he's not." So if you have reverence for God in that respect, you have reverence for Jesus and what he has done on the cross. He says, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He was asking for salvation. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Today. That was what he did with the gift that God had given him of that day. Today he confessed Jesus Christ as Savior. Today he received Jesus Christ's salvation. And what did he do with that day? He made the best of it. He turned to the Lord. What are you going to do with the gift God has given us of this day, today? And in closing here, Romans 13, we'll read chapter 11, or Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. Now, if you look in the scriptures, you'll see even back a ways where they say, nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. Well, every day that God has given us is a day of opportunity, is a gift from Him. And it's a day closer to His return. I'm telling you, the scriptures the prophecies that are being fulfilled in front of our very eyes that the world is ignoring or don't even know to respond to in the sinful world and in the spiritual world. The prophecies are being fulfilled, proclaiming that Jesus is coming soon, that Jesus will be standing his feet on this earth again. Are you ready for that today? God has given you a gift today to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ this morning, to be saved today, to be in preparation for his coming, whether it be the rapture or through death. Okay? Romans 11:31. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envying. Listen to verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. That reminds me of the old rich man back in the scriptures that had more junk than he had buildings for. So what's he do? He says, I'll build bigger buildings, because he was boasting about tomorrow. And you know what happened? You know the moral of the story is, his soul was required that night. So if you're thinking right here, I'll get saved tomorrow, I'll do this tomorrow, I'll do that tomorrow, tomorrow may never come. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the gift that God has extended you. That gift may not be available to you tomorrow. I ask you, as they bring up a song, an altar call song, that if the Lord has dealt with your heart in any way today, don't be fooled by the wiles of the devil. If he stirred your heart, you felt something. I had a guy ask me one time, he said, man, he says, I was at church, people was testifying, and he wasn't a Christian yet, but he said, something happened, I don't know, what was that? I said, that was the Holy Spirit stirring your heart, man. And he since came to receive Jesus as his Savior. He is on his way to heaven. Because of what? Because of that day. That's what he done with the gift of that day that God had given him, was he received Jesus. You can do that today. You can rededicate your life right here today. You can start anew. What is it, the old saying? Today is the first day of the rest of my life. And there's no promises that it won't be, but one day. What are you going to do with that day?